The antihero initially conforms, ignorantly accepting the established views, a typical, unquestioning, brainwashed member of society. The antihero struggles to conform, all the while starting to object, perhaps finding other outsiders with whom to voice his questions, and naively, unwisely, sharing those questions with an authority figure. The antihero openly challenges society and tries to fight against the lies and tactics used to oppress the populace. This step, for the antihero, is seldom a matter of brave, wise, and heroic opposition. Maybe the antihero fights and succeeds in destroying the impressive government with a lot of impossible luck. Perhaps he or she runs away, escapes to fight another day. All too often, though, the antihero is killed or brainwashed to return to conformity with the masses. No heroic triumph here. No brave individual standing up against impersonal institutions of a modern world, inspiring others to fight, or resourcefully outwitting and outgunning the massive army of the evil empire. Our storytelling ancestors calmed our fears of powerlessness by giving us Hercules and other heroes strong enough to fight off the demons and monsters that we suspected haunted the night beyond our campfires. But eventually, we realized the monsters did not lie out there. They reside inside of us. Beowulf's greatest enemy was mortality. Othello's, jealousy. Hiccup, self-doubt. And in the tales of the ineffectual antihero, in the stories of Guy Montag and Winston Smith, lie the warnings of contemporary storytellers playing on very primitive fears. That we are not strong enough to defeat the monsters. Only this time, not the monsters chased away by the campfire, but the very monsters who built the campfire in the first place.